painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, we learn about a performance art piece taking place May 17th through the 19th at the Winona Knitting Mills building. This piece will challenge your thoughts and ideas on faith and more. Today we'll learn the concept behind this piece, how you can attend, and learn how your influence as an audience affects the work's piece. You're listening to Artbeat with Terry Tenseth. Hi, it's Tuesday afternoon, and that means I have Claire with me to talk about seed performance art, and more specifically, hi, your third piece in the experiment series?
Yeah, I've been here three times now, that means.
That's great. Did you miss me?
I did. I'm only doing experiment series to come in here and sit down and talk with you.
That's the whole purpose. Yay, I feel special. So tell us what's going on with this third piece.
Well, just to remind everyone what the experiment series is, Seed Performance Art has been around, I think we're going on 7 months. We're getting old. So the experiment series is taking place over this year. The idea is we are going to take community members, pair them with professional artists, and give them 8 weeks to create a new piece about something relevant in Winona. Our last piece, Chrysalis, happened at Yarnology. The piece before that at the corner of 3rd and Nice, a satire about Minnesota Nice. And here we are on number three. This piece is called You're Wrong. a difference in beliefs. The idea behind this piece is I've taken four community members with vastly different opinions about faith and belief, and we are going to allow them and their stories to influence the creation of visual art in a very interesting space over at the Winona Knitting Mills.
That's a different location.
Yeah. Okay. The third floor of the Winona Knitting Mills is this amazing, awesome warehouse space that I looked at and said, yeah, I want to do something here.
Creepy and cool.
It's super cool. Mostly cool.
Yeah.
Mostly cool.
Great. So let's talk about the community. What community members do you have involved?
So with this piece, with You're Wrong, I really wanted to try to get differing points of view. So I'm really fortunate. I have a professor from St. Mary's University. She is an English professor, Dr. Erin May Clark, and she's coming in as our atheist. Then I have John Carrier, who, to my knowledge, had a lot to do with WSU. He started the Lutheran Campus Center across the street by Mugby. He's a retired Lutheran minister, pastor. Oh, I hope I'm using the right language. John, if you hear this, I'm sorry. You've told me a million times. But he's a retired Lutheran pastor. He was a missionary to the Virgin Islands. Very, very interesting man. And we have Carol Myers. She works down at the co-op. I'm going to call her a Carolist, and I think that she will support that. She's a Reiki master, a holistic healer, a massage therapist, and according to her, she just takes what she can from different religions. She's agnostic, a humanist, a beautiful, beautiful woman. And then we have Jeremy Ebison, who is an evangelical Christian and works out at Train in La Crosse and just brings an awesome energy and an awesome perspective to it as well. So, you know, people that are just like you from
there
the community.
Excellent. And I'm sure they're excited.
They are. This has been a really interesting process. It's a huge conversation. So sitting down with them and hearing their stories and watching them interact, we've done an interesting workshop to kind of help them get to, you know, trusting each other and trusting this process, because eventually they are going to be up on stage telling their stories to their community. So come out and support your fellow community members as they're making these brave steps in the art world.
Excellent. When people hear performance art, some people might have questions about that.
Yes. Well, the idea behind this performance art piece, we really want to create the excitement of being a part of something that's being created. So these painters, we have three very talented painters out of Winona. And, you know, you don't usually associate painting with mm-hmm. something that happens live. So our audience is going to be in for a real treat watching not only the creation of a visual art piece, but also watching what they can take away as an inspiration from these stories that are happening live in front of them as well.
Cool.
Yeah, it should be exciting. And we'll have theatrical lighting and music. So basically it's performance art, I would say it's like, you know, be whatever you want it to be. It's not super structured. I mean, it is structured, but it's not structured in a typical way like a play or a gallery opening.
And it's to be internalized.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what you should be feeling when you walk in. I think that each experience is going to be individualistic, and how you react to it will be special because it'll be unique to you.
What are the dates?
So it's coming up. May 17, 18, and 19. So post-graduation. You know, if you have nothing to do now that you're not in classes, we have things for you. So 17, 18, and 19, 7:30 each night. So that's a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday, 7:30. Tickets are on sale at Chapter 2 Bookstore, which is on 3rd Street.
Daryl's Store.
Oh, Daryl. So yeah, go get a book, go get a ticket, or you could get them at our website, seedperformanceart.com. We have a Facebook page, so you could go there too, seedperformanceart.com, and then follow the links to get to the website, or just show up because you don't plan your life ahead of time. So just show up at the door and we'll take care of you there.
You know, sometimes audience members, you are considered part of the performance just by being there.
It's exactly what you are, because mm-hmm. you will be a living part of the performance. You'll be helping create the atmosphere by your response to the stories you're hearing, and the awesome energy and reaction that's in the room will influence what's being painted and created.
So what will happen after the experiment series?
Well, the experiment series has at least 2 more, possibly 3 more. So that's, you know, forever away. Just, you're asking the hard questions.
Well, you know.
The idea is that we are either going to do another series after that, which we're not announcing yet. But we are going to be looking for a permanent space to plant seed.
Oh.
Yes, very exciting. So while we are in the process of finding that bed to plant ourselves in, there's so many analogies I can use with seed.
We really are.
I can't ever stop. But while we're working on finding a place to plant seed, we will be doing another series.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And now what if people want to join seed or your mission?
I would love that. Seed, the whole concept is that really, art is something that should be experienced, and using arts as a vehicle to tell stories, you don't need a degree to do it. So my email address is also on the website, but it is claire@seedperformanceart.com. Get in touch with me if you have an idea for a piece. We would love to hear it, because one of our main mission statements is that this is art created for Winona by Winona, and we can only be as true to that as, you know, people let us know if we're doing a good job. So get in touch, go to our Facebook page, throw up some ideas of things you would like to see. I guess don't tell me you're good at things, because then I will convince you to do a piece with me. And that's something that keeps happening. Like, oh, I was a singer once. Yes, you're doing a piece with me.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, yeah, I know you're a dancer, so you should never let me know.
Well, so you'll look for talent. You'll look for people that are writers. You'll look for pretty much anything in that.
Really,
area.
I mean, something to remember, though, is when I say community members, in the last piece and in this piece, none of these people are coming to the table with, oh, I really want to do this. It's really your story that is interesting, and using the arts as a vehicle to tell that story is what Seed is interested in. So, because I hate when people say, oh, well, I'm not an artist. It's like, well, you know, you can be. You definitely can be if, you know, you're given the right tools with which to express yourself.
Now, quick little background history on you for people. So you came to Winona when?
About 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah, culture shock for you. Right.
Kind of. Okay. Prior to Winona, I'd only lived in major metropolitan areas. So it was fun recognizing faces everywhere. That was a cool thing.
What brought you to Winona specifically?
Well, my husband and I moved here for his job. Prior to that, we were living out on the East Coast in New Haven, Connecticut. And I was working with a couple different theater companies out there, writing and acting and directing, stuff like that. Yeah, upon coming to Winona, I have just been floored at how accepting people are of the arts and what a supportive community there is here. So I thought it would be fun to try out an experiment. Experiment series. There it is.
So is Seed initiated by you? Or?
Yep. Seed was initiated with myself, and it was a concept of another woman that I just kind of took to the next level and kept running with it.
Great. Yeah. And you have funding for, it's a 501c3, right?
We have a fiscal agent. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we are really fortunate to receive a grant from CMAC, from the Southeast Minnesota Arts Council. We received the Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, and we also received funding from the Winona Foundation. Yeah, like I said, I haven't been here long. I'm definitely not a native, working on that. But I've just been absolutely so excited by the energy that surrounds the arts in Winona. It's very inspiring.
Excellent. Well, we are always excited to see more.
Yes. Yeah. So come out to the Winona Knitting Mills and keep supporting the arts, because we can only grow at this point. And the more support we have, the more interesting things that can happen in the future.
Excellent. Well, thanks for stopping by to fill us in.
Thank you always, Terry.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Thank you again to Claire Richards from Seed Performance Art for visiting with us today on ArtBeat. You're Wrong performs May 17th through the 19th at the Winona Knitting Mills building. More information on Seed can be found at www.seedperformanceart.com. You've been listening to ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.